All right, so here we are. We have another episode of Kells Unfiltered. Thank you for listening. Today, we have a couple guests on the show, and we're going to be touching on the topic of sex. I can't do this. Yo, Shorty's rubbing on her nippies right now, though. All right, so let's get this shit rolling. We got NZA back in here.
NZA Nipples.
NZA Nipples.
That's just my name for today, NZA Nipples.
We're going to call her Nippy. We got my bitch, my sister, Helvia. Say hello to the people, Helvia.
Hey.
All right, and we got Camzilla from the Camzilla Productions.
He's off limits.
He's off limits, though. He's, like, dating NZA right now, but... You know, we could slip him a number or two on the low. No, I'm kidding. Fuck that. I ain't trying to get stabbed. say hello. He's going to chime in from here and there. Give the male perspective of shit.
What's up?
All right. So, NZA, how do you feel about sex? What is your take on it?
I don't care for it, really.
That's a horrible life to live. That means she's depressed. Helvia, how do you feel about sex?
I mean, it's not something that you need to have every day. Sex.
She's doing glasses, my nigga.
I just threw my Tom Fords across the room, bro. Okay, so I'm like the female with the vagina, but I should have been born with a dick because I feel like sex is very important.
It's not.
Well, don't get me wrong. When I was younger, I used to love it all the time.
Younger? How young?
Like... I used to love it, like, 17, 18, 19.
Okay.
So I was, like, 25, 26. I think so I had my last baby. That's when it just, like, got turned off.
All right. So, okay. Basically, all right. Everybody's not as willing to be open as me. I'm a very open fucking book, which is why I have my podcast. I lost my virginity when I was 13 years old. I was very fucking young.
Somebody was like, turn up.
I was like, yeah, let me get this shit out the way. It wasn't, my virginity wasn't a big deal to me. It was like, I want to get this shit out the way because people are like, oh, it's a flower, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. Let's get this shit out the way. Get the show on the road.
She's taking a D earlier.
Yeah, word. I was. But I ain't start really hardcore fucking until I was like 15, 16.
That's still early
to some people, but... My opinion on sex is still the fucking same as when I was 15, 16. It's fucking important.
Very.
We got a nigga in here and he thinks it's important. I mean, a dude. I mean, y'all young ladies are telling me that it's not important? Helvia?
No, not really.
It's not really important. NZA?
It's not really something. It doesn't build a relationship. It doesn't, you know, like, I don't feel like it...
No,
I that's like a relationship to go without.
Survive. It can break a relationship.
All right, in your opinion, you say it could break a relationship. What do you mean by that?
We've been drinking a lot. I don't know. Like, if the sex is bad, it can ruin it.
I agree.
With us, it's amazing.
I agree with you too.
I feel okay. Look. First of all, I just want my listeners to understand this is just our opinions, and that doesn't mean that we're going through shitty sex in our life. I mean, Camzilla, he gets it, like, you know, on a regular basis, what NZA considers regular. Helvia, when's the last time you had sex?
Last night.
Woo! Shit, that's what I'm talking about, bitch. NZA, when's the last time you had sex?
Yesterday afternoon.
Right, yesterday afternoon. Last time I had sex last fucking night. I was fucking getting banged out by my husband.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't hear that.
FYI for my listeners, this is like my cousin-in-law, right? We're cousin-in-laws, basically, and my other cousin-in-law, wifey, all that type of shit, and my sister.
I just thought about that. I'd be in the house. I never thought about it.
Yeah, you'd be in the house when we were fucking, definitely.
Well, somebody, they really quiet them.
No, I have to be because I got the kids and shit. But, all right, so you guys don't think it's important. Why do you not think sex is important when it comes...
For a relationship? Because there's other things to relationships besides sex. It don't have to be built around that.
I mean, but you don't think it plays a major role?
to a certain extent, he do, but not after you've been with a person for so long. It depends. Because when you first get with a person, y'all fuck with rap for like rabbits. But then after the years go on, it just die. Especially if you guys have kids.
All right, Nizza.
Yes.
Why do you feel like it's not important?
Well, personally, to me, it's not important because I was a late bloomer. I lost my virginity at 18. Therefore, I don't know. If I went so long without doing it, I feel like if I ever like got out of a relationship or something, it's not a big deal. I can still, you know, keep going. It doesn't make, I don't know. I just don't think sex is a big thing. It's, oh yeah, it's fun, but what is it doing for me? Nothing.
I mean, no disrespect to my man's here, but let's just play devil's advocate here for a minute for you and Helvia. Since sex is not that important, could it be because y'all niggas ain't hitting it right?
Oh no, it's very good. It's awesome, but for somebody that just started, you know, oh hey.
What about, well, Helvia, your experience, you got four kids, Helvia. For you, why is it not, like, I know you're saying.
I feel so tired and I just go to bed. Like, I feel like that's not, it doesn't build a relationship. I feel like the other things need to take place in order for that to happen, you know?
Well, do you think y'all niggas don't turn y'all on enough? No foreplay? Maybe there's not enough foreplay?
Maybe. I could see the reason why, but, you know.
I'm sorry.
Okay, nah. Hold on, wait. Cam brought up a very good point. He thinks that foreplay is just straight oral sex. I mean,
no, it's not.
I agree with that. Now I'm on the bitch's side and just throwing that out there. I don't think it's just oral sex. I mean, a little nipple stimulation.
Oh, I do that too.
Kissing, playing with the shit. Too. Little fingering.
Yeah.
Put it in the butthole. Definitely not.
Not happening.
I tried it.
All right. So Nizza ain't about the butthole life, though.
I'm good off that wave. That's an exit, not an entrance.
All right. So I would say, like, when I was her age, I used to feel the same way. Then I got, you know, hit up back there, and I was just like, hey, I can do this life.
It's not that I haven't done it. That thing hurt.
What do you think, Helvia?
If it's done the right way, it's fucking awesome.
Ah, that's my bitch. That's why.
That's the booty hole.
If it's done the right way, that's the best nut you will ever have.
Let me tell you, for those of you who don't know, this is how, for me, it's the best way. My husband, he does me in the ass, and I just pull my vibrator out, and that's what it is, and that's what makes it great, the vibrator. I don't know about you, Helvia, but the vibrator is what saves my life.
No, listen, sometimes you don't even need that. If it's done right and they know what the fuck they're doing, you don't even need that. Obviously, like, it's the best.
This is Helvia.
Helvia, I think Helvia, can you ride the dick in the ass?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes, bitch, yes. I wish that's what I strive. I strive to be like you because I want to do that one day.
I have my own talent. That's fine.
What's your talent? Are you willing to share what your talent is, or
I make it rain.
She makes it rain. I'm guessing. Can you squirt?
Yes.
Oh my god, Helvy, can you squirt?
Nah.
Me either, bitch. We gotta get up on top of our game. This fucking virgin ass bitch, she can squirt and we can't. We veterans. She's a rookie. Yo, what the fuck? Okay, so how do you squirt? Like, how does it work?
Well, you don't stop. You get, it's a certain feeling that you get.
Ladies, you know what feeling this is.
It's a very tingly feeling, a very good feeling. You don't stop. When you feel that, you do not stop. You keep going. For people who are trying to squirt, once you feel that, tell your man harder, deeper, keep going.
Now, can you squirt when the penis is inside of you?
Yeah.
And it'll just still come out?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting shit.
I can do it when it's in, when it's out. I can make myself do it.
Do you think that everybody could do this, or is this just you?
There are people out there that could do it. People could do it with dildos. People could do it with vibrators.
I thought you had to take the penis out for the squirting to commence.
No.
Really? I need to fucking learn this shit. Maybe you and your.
So she's just gonna watch us do it.
No. Camzilla makes movies, so I'm thinking maybe he can make a porn with you guys, and then it'd just strictly be for me to see how you squirt. That's it.
We've done it, but we delete them after.
I mean, that's no fun, but hey, that's y'all life. Whatever. Okay. So, Cam,
yes.
I know you're just chiming in and shit, but what do you feel about sex? Do you feel like it's important?
Yeah, I do.
You feel it's important. Yeah. What makes it important to you?
For me, I went 19 years without it, and said, like...
So you lost your virginity when you were 19?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that he's started, he can't stop.
I can't stop. I can, but...
It sucks.
It's very hard.
That's some bullshit. I feel you. Javia, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
Excuse me?
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 14.
14.
Yes.
Do you think you had enough sex in your life just to be like...
Enough.
For a lifetime.
Enough. I got 4 kids. Enough.
I have 2 kids. So...
I still have a lot of stuff that I want to experience.
There are things I want to experience as well, like having sex in a pool. Have you had sex in a pool yet, Key?
No.
Me either.
I have.
Oh.
It's fucking awesome. Have you guys ever did it in the sea at the beach?
No, I heard that burns your vajayjay.
I can't swim.
No, it doesn't.
You better learn that.
There's no point of me going.
She said she can't swim, so she's not going to have sex at the beach. I want to have sex on the beach. Well, wait. You don't have to go in the water. You could fuck on the sand.
I'm not going on sand. What the hell? I didn't get my badge and...
Put it in the blankie. I mean, put the blankie down on the sand. Make it real romantic and shit.
No? Outdoors is not for me.
Alright. Where are places that you want to have sex that you haven't had sex, Makia?
An elevator.
An elevator.
Yeah.
Okay, Helvia, have you had sex on an elevator?
No, I have not. I want to do it in the snow.
She wants to do it in the snow.
And get frostbite.
And get frostbite?
That's cool.
No, because you don't have to take your clothes off. You don't have to lay down in the snow.
You mean you want it to be... You mean you want it to be snowing as you have sex?
Yes.
Oh, that's, like, really fucking romantic.
Outside, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. Okay.
One time I had sex at the park.
They told me this.
Actually, I had sex in the park twice.
Oh, I get it.
The first time I ever had sex at the park, I was like on a bench, and it was nice. But the second time, I had to rape my husband, like literally rape him. He didn't want to have sex outside. Have you ever had sex outside?
No.
Cam, have you had sex outside?
No.
Have you?
No.
This is an honest and open show.
I've never.
Okay, never have I ever. Helvia, you had sex outside, right?
You should play that, by the way.
Yeah, at the pool, at the beach.
Okay, yeah, those are considered outside. I had sex at the park on the bench.
In public.
In public.
Interesting.
In my dorm room.
In your dorm room.
My friends are awake, I think.
Your friends were awake. I've had sex when my kids were up. I bribed my kids not to come in my room. Like, I'll tell them I have to change my underwear because I peed on myself. And if they don't come in, I'll give them a cookie. And they won't come in.
Fine.
Do you think that's okay?
Yeah.
Why look like you're licking a vajayjay?
Do you want to?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask that question.
How do you feel about masturbation? How do you guys all feel about masturbation, starting with... Helvia.
I don't personally do it often.
Uh-huh.
Shit, if you gotta do it, you gotta do it. What the shit? What the fuck? That shit makes you feel better than actually, you know.
Do you think you would let your other half, your spouse, get a fake vagina?
Yeah.
You would let him?
Yeah.
Okay. Nizza, how do you feel about masturbation?
Well... Me and my boyfriend, we live in 2 different states, so I obviously don't have a choice when he's not around.
Okay. Would you buy a vibrator, or do you own a vibrator or a dildo or anything like that? Nope. Would you let him get a, you know, fake vagina?
Definitely not.
Why not?
Why?
Because those things are too lifelike, and it's like...
So are dildos.
That's fine. I don't want a dildo, and you don't want a vagina.
Vibrators are basically the same thing, but they don't go inside.
No, vibrators are not, but okay, let's
go. I think they're the same thing. They, no, make you feel good.
Nobody's gonna... If somebody's sticking a vibrator, good luck with that, because you're just gonna pee on the floor.
Oh, shit. That gets you to squirt. I need to try that.
Yeah, if you stick it in there, it's over.
Okay, wait. Okay, so you think that they're too lifelike for your dude. So what do you think? He's cheating on you?
If it's he's not that he's cheating, but vagina? You don't need it. That's why you have your hand. You have some lotion. Stick same with that. Use. No, you don't need a vagina. You have a real one. You don't need a fake one.
But your hand's a fake one.
So, Halvia, do you you think it's okay for your dude to smash a fake vajayjay, right? I do. I personally. I think it's okay. Why do you think it's okay, Hel?
I mean, it's better for him to use that than to just go ahead and go somewhere else and look for it, don't you think?
Well, I think also maybe it's an age thing because I'm younger than y'all. So, I'm not having it.
It could be. You're 20.
I'm not having it.
I'm 20. Well, how old am I?
Six.
I'm 26. Halvia, you're 27?
I'm 28.
28. So, I mean, it could, age could play a part in it, I think. I don't mind if my husband got a vagina, but when he wants to go get a fake vagina that is, like, impersonating someone, like Sasha Gray or something, then, that bothers me.
What's wrong with that, yeah.
Yeah, but if he gets, like, the flashlight, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, a little thing, a pocket pussy, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, a pocket pussy.
That's funny. Okay.
So, Cam, would you like to have a pocket pussy one day? You guys live in separate states. Is your hand enough? Or sometimes do you wish she was more lenient and let you get a pocket puss?
My hand is good, but I would like to try one.
Just to try it. Like, I tried a vibrator, and I fucking fell in love with that shit. I have one. I keep it. Just in case Randy has to work overnight or something. He does work overnight. He does security. For my listeners who don't know. Helvia, do you have a vibrator? I know you had Mr. Pinky back in the day.
Wow. Yes, but I had one, and when I moved into my house, it disappeared.
Oh, do you think your hubby threw it away?
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
They get jealous. Don't they get so jealous? They get jealous. It's like, what the fuck do I need you for? You want to act like an asshole? Fuck you. I'll go fuck my vibrator. So, Key, have you ever had a vibrator?
No.
Because you're, like, new to this shit. Would you like to try it one day?
I don't know. Maybe. But I honestly don't think that I need one because I know what I like and I know... I know how to get myself to, you know, my happy place.
Do you think that it could ever get boring with your hand?
Nope.
Alone.
Never.
No. Never. Well, you did just recently lose your virginity at 18, you're 20. That's 2 years. I mean, you don't know. It gets boring. I'm telling you that one now.
Time, I promise you it doesn't get boring because one time, well, I started, you know, masturbating at 18 years old.
Okay.
And one time, I did it nine times in one day.
Masturbating at 18?
Yeah.
So you never experienced your body before 18?
No.
That's a shitty life.
You never got curious before you turned 18?
No, not really. I wasn't worried about that.
What you
learned about? Oh, school! I needed to graduate.
Okay.
I started masturbating when I was like very young, like before I even lost my virginity.
I think I was like 14.
I think I was like 10, 11.
Nah.
Not
I don't know. I couldn't do it. Like, people would talk about it around me, but I'm just like.
Okay. I don't know, like, I feel like masturbating, you learn yourself so much, like, how can you just wait till you're 18, 19?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
Cam, how old were you when you first masturbated?
Probably like 10, 11.
10, 11. I got a question. And this is for only Cam. I mean, if there's another dude around that wants to answer this, I need to know. Cam, when you masturbate, do you stand or do you lay?
I have to lay. I can't stand. It feels weird. I don't know why.
So you have to lay down when you masturbate. Helvia, do you have, like, any males that you can ask this to right now?
Yes, I do.
Ask him. When he masturbates, does he have to stand or lay? Or does it even fucking matter?
Okay, then. When you masturbate, do you have to lay or you have to stand? Or does it matter?
That's some G-shit.
On some G-shit.
I gotta stand up.
He's like Randy. Randy has to stand up too.
Well, I'm not a man, but
I've tried it.
I stand up in the shower and do it.
I can't do it in the shower.
I do it in the shower sometimes.
Oh my god.
Like, if I can't do it when I'm laying down because there's too many people around or something, or people keep bothering me, when it's time for me to take a shower.
How does it feel better? Does it feel better when you're laying or you're standing?
Laying down, it feels better.
Me, personally, I have to... either or, it doesn't fucking matter, but it feels better when I'm laying. What about you, Helvia? Laying, standing?
It doesn't matter, shit.
Either way, you got... Yeah, as long as you get yours.
Either way, you're going to get that longer. Shit, so it doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to get what you're looking for.
It does take a little bit longer when I'm standing.
Yeah. I'm like,
I got to concentrate more. So,
I admit, so
your male said standing... Cam said laying. My husband, he personally has to masturbate standing. He's going to kill me that I said this on here. FYI. But he has to stand when he masturbates. I always wondered what... Cam, have you ever did it standing?
Yeah.
What's, does it feel different?
It takes longer for me. It's weird. It
takes longer for anybody.
No, but there's men that prefer to stand.
That's weird.
They can't fucking lay. They have to sit.
I can't, like, stand. I can. It'll take a lot longer.
Maybe I'll jump down.
It'll take, like, 25 minutes, maybe. 20, 25 minutes. I get frustrated. After a while, I'll just stop.
This is why a vibrator comes in handy, my love. Because when you're in the shower and you're standing, the vibrator is just like, bam, bam, quick like that. I don't take longer than 10 minutes.
Moves faster than
your fingers. It moves way faster. It comes in pulsing. I mean, you have to get it. At least give it a try. Try it. They sell them at Rite Aid.
But you know something? Some people think vibrators are just to for you to stick them in you.
No, you stick them on your clit.
No, they're not. They're for your clit. They're massagers. That's what they call massagers.
Yeah, they're clitoral stimulations.
Yes.
They massage the clit. The clit area.
So does a flashlight.
I think, me personally, I tell my husband he could get the flashlight. He's trying to get the,
Sasha Gray
one. I don't agree with this at all. I feel like the flashlight, I feel better because it doesn't imitate a specific person's pussy.
I bought a spray. I bought, like, this this mint chocolate spray to spray the back of your throat when you want to do oral, and it numbs the back of your mouth.
Really? I need that. Can I get that? Can I borrow it? Because I want to give head and,
Not gag.
I want to surprise my husband.
Have you tried laying in the bed and your head hanging off the bed?
Holy shit! This is the expert speaking. No! So,
you should try that.
I don't,
it will help you not gag?
Yeah, because it helps you open up your throat more.
I don't like doing it. I don't like oral.
Okay, so you don't like oral.
I don't like giving it, no.
Okay, you don't like giving oral. Help you, how do you...
like receiving it.
Do you like receiving it?
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. I'll take it. It's not bad, but...
Do you prefer intercourse or you prefer your head?
Intercourse.
She prefers intercourse.
Oh, okay.
Cam, how do you feel about oral? As a male.
I love giving it and receiving it.
You like giving and receiving. He's a giver. But he's taking. Okay, Helvia, giving, receiving, how do you feel about head?
I love it. I love giving it.
And receiving, or?
Not all the time. It depends.
Me too. I'm receiving, I mean, I used to not like it at all. Now, I could deal. I'd rather give head. I like it. Yeah. I get real into it.
I think it's a turn that, yes. I think
it turns me on. I think because I think about things that turn me on, it
really... Can you come from giving head?
I can come if my husband is playing with me. Not just straight giving head. Why? Can you? What the fuck do you do? I want to know how to do that.
That's different. I've never heard of somebody doing that.
I've heard of people coming giving head. It's just
how you get into it. It's how much you like doing what you're doing, actually with your partner. You know, not just to a random person. When you're with your partner and, you know, you see them enjoying what you're doing, so that I think that's a complete turn on.
That is a fucking turn. Maybe I need to fucking get drunk and give Randy some head just randomly. Like, wow. That nigga
just
fucking...
make sure you don't throw up.
Oh yeah. Have you ever, Helvia, like gave head after drinking and felt like you had to throw up or no?
Yeah.
I wasn't even drunk and I almost threw up once.
That's why I don't do it when I'm drinking.
So you don't give head when you drink.
Yo, I remember one time I was doing it and I closed my eyes and everything was spinning. I couldn't do it. I was like, no, I'm done.
Well, that was a bad night for whoever was receiving, right?
I swear, I'm telling you.
Cam, do you feel like drinking and giving head, it affects your head, or?
No, I'm good. I can do it sober, drunk, high.
It just happens to be better when he's drunk and high. Sober is not bad, but.
Okay. All right, so everybody, I got to ask everybody this question. Helvia, I know personally that you don't smoke weed. I mean, me and you haven't known each other our whole lives, but I know you tried weed before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had sex when you were high?
No.
Okay, so this question can't pertain to you. Cam.
Somebody give us some head. Why are you talking about it?
What? What you said?
Hang on.
Dip.
Come here. He's so crazy. Hold on.
Here. Hold on, Dip.
What?
All right. Hold on. Wait. My listeners, this is my brother from another mother, Dip. Dip, do you smoke weed?
Y'all can listen to me eat it so y'all know.
Y'all, he's a nasty motherfucker. He's just a nasty ass nigga. That's why I don't. Wait, do you like sex when you're high, or do you like it better when you're sober?
Both.
Does it make a difference for you?
No, it do not.
So when you're high, it doesn't make it better.
Nope.
FYI for my listeners, he masturbates standing up.
He probably doesn't do it. I feel like a dude is much harder when they're high.
I come way slower. Pause.
Wait, what? You come slower?
It takes me a long time.
Does it take you longer to come when you're high, Dip?
Should it take longer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does take him longer to come. All right. Okay. Kim. Mm-hmm. When you're high, does sex feel better, or when you're sober, like, does it make a difference?
It feels good sober, but when I'm high, it's like I feel like everything. Like, I feel her body. This is like, I feel like, you know.
You feel it better.
I feel way better.
Does weed make it? Oh, we talked about this in one of our episodes. Weed doesn't make you feel like it, you don't feel a difference, right?
Not really.
Not really for you.
It feels good, but not really. Because it's like I smoke so much. Well, I did. I smoke so much, it's just, you can't really tell the difference.
We smoke and did it at the same time.
Yeah, I did it before. One time I rolled up and did it at the same time.
Oh, that's amazing. One time I was having sex and I was texting. I mean,
really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I'm not saying...
That's like how to be really fucking boring for you.
Sex. So, do you think that sex was boring when you were rolling your blunt?
No, it was harder. I couldn't roll it correctly.
It wasn't feeling that fucking good that you couldn't roll it, or you just couldn't
concentrate? Sometimes, if I was, like, smoking at the same time, I'd choke. On the smoke.
Okay, I don't know. Me, personally, I think being high makes a difference when I'm smoking. Like, when I'm smoking and having sex, it makes a difference. Me being high than me being sober. It feels better. And I don't know. I don't know why people don't see the difference. It's like listening to music. It's a fucking difference when you're high. Okay.
Because you don't smoke that much. You smoke once in a blue. And, you know.
That could be it. That could be it.
The people that we are talking to, they're everyday smokers.
Yeah. Nizza made a New Year's resolution, though. She's going to quit smoking for 2015.
Yeah. That's going to be a little hard, but I'll do it.
All right. So, is there anything else we got to touch on about, like, sex? Nizza, I think you need to have sex more for 2015. That should be a resolution. No.
Or we just do it all Kiki. Time.
Helvia, you need to have sex a lot more this year also because you don't feel like it's important. I feel like for you two, you guys need to have more sex. And if you guys want to challenge me to have less sex, I'll cut you bitches. So don't.
No, but the thing is, I used to do it a lot. Like, we used to do it 4 or 5, maybe more times a day.
So you think you're...
When you first got together, right?
Yeah. It was. We were doing it every day.
How many times a week you do it? You have sex.
When we first got together, it was every day.
Okay, now?
Now, every now and then. Sometimes we do it every day. Sometimes we'll do it 2 times a day. But sometimes we'll go like 3 days or something without doing it. We could go a minute without doing it, actually.
Well, yeah, you guys live in separate states, right?
Yeah, so that's another thing that, you know, kind of makes it hard. If we do want to, that makes it hard because we're not in the same state.
Okay, for you guys who live in separate states, do you guys, like, have, like, well, now technology is so fucking amazing. Do you guys have FaceTime sex?
Yeah.
Like, how do you guys do it?
Well, we can't do much. We just masturbate in front of the camera.
Like, do you, like, show your face, or do you show your vagina?
I sometimes show my face, but he doesn't like me to show my face, so I just have to keep it on my vagina.
That's okay. How about you, Kim? Do you have to keep it on your penis or your face?
It's whatever he wants.
He keeps it on him. He just, like, you know.
The whole body?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. How do you guys feel about guys that like for you to stick their fingers in their butt?
Okay.
Or, like, toys in their butt, but they say they straight.
Like, a boy having a finger in their butt?
Okay, so this is what she's saying.
There's a lot of men out there that like that.
Cam says he'll put his finger in her butt.
No, if Cameron ever asks me, hey, put your finger in my butt, I'm stopping the whole session, and there's nothing else to talk about.
Are you guys breaking up?
Not breaking up, but you want my finger in your butt? That's different.
Have you farted during sex?
Yes.
Like, farted?
At your butthole or at your vagina?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, have you ever farted out of your butt during sex, Helvia?
Man, random, sorry.
What, farted?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, have I ever farted during sex?
But you know something? Me and my partner are very, 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 like, open with each other, but it's not...
weird.
It's nothing too high.
It's like...
Not, exactly, it's not weird. It's just...
I don't... If I did fart... I don't remember, like, I know that I've had to fart during sex, and my husband will tell me, you know, fart, and it's just, like, his penis is in me, so I can't fart. I don't know, it's weird, but...
I've thrown up while doing it.
You've thrown up while having sex?
Okay, let's see, I was drinking, I had some, like, strawberry daiquiri stuff or whatever, and me and Cameron, we went into a bathroom.
It was our first time doing anal.
Yeah, and...
They did anal for the first time.
I was throwing up at the same time.
While he put his penis in your ass.
I was throwing up and I had to tell him stop. Because I was throwing up.
Because you was drunk.
Yeah.
I was wasted. And then I thought I could go again, but just couldn't.
I want to go back on the question that Helvia asked about fingers in guys' butts. I know this story of this chick. She wanted to, I guess, do anal with her man. And her dude basically introduced, like, butt beads. And he brought, like, he sent her a text, and she was like, you know, fuck that. I don't want butt beads. If we're going to do anal, you're going to fuck me in my ass with your dick. Like, what are we going to do butt beads for? He was like, no, that's not for me. I mean, that's not for you. That's for me. And she was like, wait, what? Like, are you gay? Like, no. And he said, no. What do you guys think? Do you think that's gay? Like,
yeah. Personally, like, I have nothing against gays. I love gays. I support them 20... You know, I support them 100%.
If y'all niggas want to get married, get married.
Yeah. Like, I have a gay sister, gay cousins, and all. But if my boyfriend tells me he wants beads in his butthole, it is a problem. If you are straight and you are in a relationship with me, why do you want something in your butthole?
Even a finger. Something as simple as a finger?
No.
That's gay.
You should not have anything in your butt.
If you're a guy and you're straight.
Your job is to give oral, receive oral, stick your penis in your female, call it a day. But having something in your butthole is not working out for me.
And all right, no. Cam, what is your...
facials.
Nikki, have you heard about what's the man's G-spot?
Do you know where the man's G-spot is?
Their prostate.
Not their butthole, no.
What's their balls?
Like, no, it's that their taint, basically.
It is? Oh, I thought...
It's like that little skin under your balls.
The gooch?
The gooch, yeah. It's like under your balls, right before your butthole.
It's that little, it's like that.
Yeah, that little skin. They call it a taint, right, Helvia? That's it, right?
Yeah, no, and there's another one that they said the finger in the men's ass, but not all the way in. The tip of the finger, and you push forward.
I heard of this before. That's why anal's enjoyable to some women. Because you could bust off getting fucked in the ass.
Can you? We should try that one day.
I'm not trying anything.
Wait, putting the finger on your ass, Cam?
In her ass.
Oh, in her ass. Okay, I just want to make this clear.
I know, but we're talking about men.
Yeah, we're talking about men.
Oh. Me, personally, I would not stick my finger in a guy's butt because guys don't shave their butts.
Wait. Fuck the hair.
No, I'm not. Because I mean, it stinks.
Okay, what if he shaved his ass? That shit is clean. Fresh out the shower. Your dude came to you, was like, baby, I want it in my ass today. Put the tip of your finger in there. Would you do it?
No, because there's shit sitting there.
But she just said fresh out the shower.
No, there's shit in your butthole.
Helvia. Your man just came out the shower. His ass is clean. We know Dip ain't about this life, but let's make pretend for 1 second. He came out the shower. His ass is clean. He comes to you, baby, put the tip of your finger in. What would you do?
I would do it.
She's about pleasing her man. She pleases her. Yo, if I was a dude, I'd fucking marry you. I tell you this all the time.
See, I love Cameron, but there's just certain things.
Let me tell you something. Randy?
No, if what you don't do, somebody else will do.
Let me tell you. If Randy came to me and tell me. Let me tell you. I'm all about. All right. I'm going to keep it 100 because even some of my family members listen to this. So fuck y'all motherfuckers if y'all judge me, bitches. I know y'all secrets. Okay. Yeah, I'll suck Randy's dick all day, every day. He can fuck me in the ass all day, every day. He can fuck me in my vagina. I'll do anything for Randy. But the moment Randy comes to me and tells me, stick your finger in my asshole, put a butt beat in my asshole, I'll punch that nigga dead in the face and give him divorce papers. Like, I will draw them bitches up.
See, that's because that's something different. Like, you're not expecting that from somebody that you with and they straight, you know, been doing and all of this.
I'll just be like, nigga, what?
One day they say, oh, hey, I want this in my butt. What?
That shit will fuck my head up. I can't do it. It's gay.
I'm not. I
love you. And I'm down for Helvia. She's a trooper. She loves her man. Because not me. I would be like, fuck your life.
It's not like an everyday thing and it's just random out the blue.
I mean, that could turn into an everyday thing. What if he likes it?
Well, he got a problem.
What about facials for chicks?
Okay, Cam wants to know about facials, getting cummed on your face. Have you done it, Helvia? Will you ever do it?
I've done it.
Okay, I've done it too. I let Randy cum on my face. It was weird. It felt so weird. I was like, I don't know how porn bitches do this.
I couldn't do it. I did it like once and I will never do it again.
I feel degraded when he did it. Like, I was like, I did. I'm not even going to lie. I was like, I want you to come on my face. And he was like, okay. And then I was like, please stop now. Like, I just felt so degraded. I don't know how porn bitches do it.
I did it once, and that's because I was on my period. so I didn't have a choice.
Okay.
I felt bad, and he's wanted to do it for so long, so I let him do it. But the thing, I was just like, ew, 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 and then he smacked this thing against my face. Which made it 10 times worse.
It was an accident.
It was on my eye. It was going down towards my lip.
And yeah, you made a bad experience for her. That was bad. I wouldn't do it after that either.
But it's the way she did it.
No, because it's like, he got so excited, and then, hey, my face is there. Hey, let me just put it there. I was like, go ahead, I'll let you do it.
No.
I was expecting it to just, like, be on one spot, but it was, like, leaking from my eye and stuff.
The thing is,
ew, did it get inside your eye?
No, I was scared it was going to.
It was her fault, because I'm laying down on my back.
Just pick it up.
I'm sorry. I'm laying on my back, so she controlled the whole thing.
All I did was do the sucking. I don't make you come.
I don't. Yeah, do. I don't. But when a guy comes, like, he can't really control where it squirts.
Yeah,
to.
And you were just like, oh yeah.
I wasn't holding it. You were holding it.
I was not.
You did this.
I was holding it.
Yeah. So basically, you came in your own fucking eye.
But then I let it go, and you were just
so
like,
basically, us as females, we all have tried it once. Well, us three, and we will never do it again.
Never.
No.
I agree because, like I said, it was so degrading.
It's disgusting. It's sticky.
Cam, did you like it?
What?
Getting, like, busting on her face?
He loved it.
I felt bad. I was like, ooh, I'm sorry.
You felt bad. But if she was like, baby, come on my face, would you do it again?
Yeah.
I know you would. You're a fucking dirty fuck.
She squirted my face at least 3 times.
She squirted in your face or 3 times or more.
In his mouth.
She rubbed my face, squirted my face. I ate her out, squirted it.
Multiple times. So you've squirted on this man's face multiple times.
In my mouth.
In his mouth. Times. Okay, oh, wait, question. I got a question out of this. Have you ever... Okay, I'll answer it first, just in case y'all bitches don't feel comfortable. Have you ever let a nigga nut in your mouth? I have. Yes.
Yes.
How?
Yeah.
Would you guys do it again?
No.
It tastes weird. Okay, Helvia?
It's disgusting.
Okay, so me, I let my husband nut in my mouth, of course. He's my husband. We've been together for how many years? And, I've swallowed it. I have.
I tried, and when it hit back there, I gagged so bad.
How about you, Helvia? Have you ever swallowed?
When I did it, like, I had to go brush my teeth right away. I never swallow. Like, I spit it out. Ugh.
So you never swallow? Okay, so I'm, like, the only bitch that swallowed. I'm, like, a whore, I guess.
I can't do it. It's thick.
It's very thick and it's very nasty, but it also depends on the guy. Because the saying, you are what you eat, that comes into play when it comes to oral sex and cum and all that shit.
I eat some nasty shit. I eat some nasty shit.
Okay. So that's why. Listen, you should like. And now, if you want her to swallow your cum, dude,
just eat straight.
No, actually, mangoes and pineapples makes your cum sweet. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I know pineapples.
It makes your shit very sweet. So eat a bunch of that and then get some head. That motherfucker will be down there for a while.
Oh, I know that now.
Okay, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that we need to touch on? 69. Here comes the rookie.
I think it's fucking awesome.
I don't like it because I don't like oral.
She doesn't like it. Helvia thinks it's awesome. Cam, what do you feel about it? All right, this is how I feel about 69. Okay.
We've done it for two.
What?
It's kind of hard because... He's like going down on you, trying to focus on sucking his thing. You're just, oh, hey, it feels too good. You know, I don't want to suck it no more.
No, see, that's the thing. That's the difference with me. When it feels great, I will give you the bomb ass head. Like, the better you make me feel, the better I'll make you feel. If you have it shitty going on with me, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do to you, nigga. I might bite your shit off.
Exactly.
Like, but now, like, okay, so I don't do 69 nowadays. I can't. I don't feel comfortable because of my weight and shit. But when I was smaller, I would do that shit all day, every day. But now I don't. I don't feel comfortable. I can't. I don't know.
It's just... I love doing it.
I haven't done it since probably 2012. No, that's the 2013, sorry.
2013.
I mean, we don't get to be open like that because, as you know, the kids and stuff like that. But when the kids are gone, girl, what?
Exactly. I think it makes a difference, too. Kids play a fucking part in your sex life. Like, if the kids...
Like, a big one.
A very big part. You're tired from fucking dealing with the kids all fucking day, and by the time it's time for bed. And if you have a nigga that's not really big on foreplay, it's gonna fucking suck, because it's like, he wants to fuck, and you're like, come on, turn me on a little bit here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm drained. It's not all about head.
That's how I be fine. You feel about. Like,
you think head is, like, foreplay. Like, do you feel like anything else is foreplay, Cameron?
Nipples.
I don't really do the whole foreplay thing. I just lay there and let him do it.
Oh, yeah, Abby. How you feel about girls that just, you know, lay there and don't, we do nothing all the time?
Well, girls that sometimes just lay down and not... They just lay there? What do you mean, like...
Like, the guy does, like, 60 or 70% of the work. Wait, what? Guy does, like, at least 60, 70% of the work, and the girl just takes it.
So she takes a good dick. That's what I feel like.
But she should, like, work for it, too, like...
Girl, yeah.
Okay, so you're saying what... Like, basically... Is it just is it missionary, or is there other positions involved? Like, what do you mean?
Like, I'm on top and she just laying lays there.
No moaning?
Yep.
Sometimes. But sometimes I get tired and I want to, you know, lay down too and take it when she's on top of me.
That means you're boring.
Okay. You know what?
No offense, Nizza. No offense.
This is very controversial now.
Okay. This is why you don't do this with couples, Helvia. That's why me and you good, bitch.
No, I just want to say something. Okay. So. Okay. As people know, okay. So, I've only been in this sexual game thing for like 2 years now.
Okay.
I'm not that advanced.
Okay.
Sometimes that shit hurts, okay?
Okay, sometimes
it hurts. So, I'd rather just take it. I'll take it for, you know, as long as I can, but that whole, you know, writing and stuff, that I feel like that takes time, and as somebody who doesn't have that much experience, I'm not gonna be able to do much.
We've been doing it for like at least a year now. You should be at least,
I feel like this,
that's whatever.
To answer your question, we'll go from me and then we'll get Helvia's opinion on this. I'm gonna say this. You've been in the game for 2 years now. Alright, it hurts you a little bit. I get that. That's understandable. But I feel like you should be able to ride some dick.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that I can't.
He's tired.
I can.
You ride his dick, you know? And he shouldn't be putting in 60, 70% of the work. We're not saying that this pertains to you. If, you know, this is just in general. This is a general question. If a guy is putting 60, 70% of work, that's bullshit. It should be 50-50.
Well, listen, to this, Kel. Sometimes if a man put more into it, the woman will put more into it, too.
But he's asking, what if the nigga's putting 60, 70% of the work and the chick ain't doing shit, though?
But that's
he might think that he's putting 60, 70%, but he's really not.
That could be a good thing. That's something debatable.
Girls have to wrap their legs around.
Turning the woman on the way she wanted to be turned on. Is he touching, is he hitting the right spot?
This is a question that you need to ask yourself as a man. Not saying that this question pertains to you. This could be to anybody. This is just a general question you're asking. The person needs to ask himself, am I doing what I need to do to turn my bitch on?
And I'll ask you that, too.
So, you know, I guess it depends on that. Like she said, if you're not doing what turns your girl on, your girl ain't gonna want to give you 100%. Like I said, if you're doing 69 and the nigga is giving a whack-ass head, you're not gonna want to suck his dick properly. I know for me, if the head is on point, I'm gonna give you head on point.
Exactly. I also feel like the woman that, you know, there's, you're in a relationship and you don't like, you know, giving your man head, or why you should receive it if you're not pleasing him the way he's pleasing you.
I know, I'm not an expert in giving head, but I know for a fact that I give good head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always get it back.
You don't always get good head back, or no, you don't get head at all?
Head at all back.
When he does get it,
it's very rare.
She doesn't like giving head. She's made this clear.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Nakia. How will you feel if he goes for head somewhere else?
Huh? Then the relationship is done.
Me personally, I don't think it should be over right away. I'm just throwing that out there. I think, you know, chances should be...
I mean, if you're not doing it, that's what a man's like. If a man's like that and he actually do that for him, and he's not saying it every day, but at least, like, once a week or once every 2 weeks, that should be something that should be considered, because that's your man. And if he's pleasing you the way you say he's pleasing you, I feel like you should please him.
I feel like every person is different, though, because you. I can't take that. I can't have a penis in my mouth. I could barely keep a toothbrush in there for too long. And a penis is bigger than that. I mean, can't.
You don't have to. You don't have to, like, shove it,
but I just don't like it. I'm not comfortable doing it. I don't like it.
I mean, everybody's their own person. Some people like giving head. Some people don't. I mean, I like giving head. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, I like pleasing my man. I think personally it's because I don't want my man to go elsewhere. And it's not that I'm scared to be alone or any bullshit like that. It's just when you love someone, you find ways to please them and make them happy. Like, if I like to get my fucking ass finger fucked, I would expect my man to finger fuck my ass, because that's what I like.
So you're substituting oral with a hand job, that's not good enough either?
I mean, if he's not into hand jobs, then no, it's not good enough. It's what he fucking likes. You want to please him. You don't want him going to some random ass thought getting head because you don't fucking like a penis in your mouth, let alone a toothbrush in there too long. I'm just saying. And this is in general. This is not just you. You're not the only chick that doesn't like giving head. I got a homegirl, another homegirl, who does not like giving head at all. I mean, her dude never gets head. I feel bad for that man. I'm just saying. I can't, like, personally, I wouldn't be able to be a guy because I'll treat women very badly. I'm just saying. I feel like women are selfish. We're selfish beings.
Yes, we are.
We like a lot of shit, you know. But there are some of us who are willing to give.
What about body piercings?
Body piercings. Like, what do you mean?
If you had your vagina pierced. Nipple piercings. How do, you know...
How does that affect sex?
Yeah. How do people...
I've never had my vagina pierced, so I don't know.
All right, but you had your tongue pierced.
I heard that it stimulates you, so, like, you always orgasm.
When you have your vagina pierced? Mm-hmm. I'm about to go get that shit pierced.
What about your tongue, when you had your tongue pierced?
I had my tongue pierced, and my husband couldn't appreciate it when I did have it pierced. He didn't understand whatever. So... Now that I don't have it and I said I'm going to get it again, he's really excited about it. I think it makes a difference with head. Have you ever had it?
Yeah. I had a pierce before. I'm never get it done again, though. But I had a pierce before.
She's had her tongue pierced, but she'll never get it done again.
I would never get it. That thing, it looks painful.
It's not that bad.
It's not really painful at all.
This is coming from the chick who's had her nipple pierced.
Yeah, I just took it out today, too.
Key had her nipple pierced, and she took it out today. And then she tried to stick it back in, but it was already closed.
Ooh, that thing is painful.
Now, did you notice? Well, I mean, you started having sex before you had your nipple pierced, correct? Mm-hmm. Did you notice a difference with your nipple being pierced from when it wasn't?
Yeah, it's you know, it's more sensitive. It feels good. 'Cause I only had one pierce, so the... feeling on the left one that was pierced, it felt better when it would, like, get licked or whatever. It would feel better than the right side for some odd reason.
I never had my nipple pierced. I don't know. It looks painful.
I heard it's very painful.
It's very painful. It was so painful. I screamed.
Hell, we should get our nips pierced together.
Who, me?
Yeah. I want to get my badge pierced.
You want to get your vagina pierced? Mm-hmm. Helvia, would you ever get your vagina pierced?
I will get that done. I wouldn't get my nipples pierced.
K, Cam, mm-hmm. would you ever get your penis pierced?
No.
Never.
If that was a way for your relationship, to survive, would you get it?
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Your relationship would die.
I'm not going to get up and stab my penis.
Yeah, but it makes sex better.
You'll do it pain for a few days.
I'm not getting, what do they call it? A Prince Harry. What do they call that shit?
Would you get your tongue pierced?
Probably not, no.
No piercing.
Did you get anything pierced?
My ear, that's it. That's it.
Okay, so no piercings for him.
I'm sorry, that's not my wave.
No piercing. You'll do tattoos, don't
that doesn't do anything for your sexual life, though.
It does, though. Like, what if some girls like the way.
Like, licks my tattoos, that's how I mean, licks my tattoos, my chest, that shit.
I think tattoos are so sexy.
I think tattoos and beards are sexy.
I have a really small tattoo, so.
I'm tatted loose on the
lips. Wait, that's your that's a real tat?
Yeah.
Wait, you don't like needles, though.
I don't like needles, and.
How the fuck did you do it?
I was scared the whole time. I held Cameron's hand and all.
Oh, shit. I didn't know you had a tattoo.
Yeah.
How many tattoos you got, Helvia?
I got 1, 2, 3 big tattoos. Well, one is little and two are big.
People consider my tattoo one. I think it's two because I got them at, you know.
She got it at the same day, same
time. I got it same day, same time, but they're not connected to each other, so I consider it as two.
You see this big ass shit right here? This is one tattoo.
All
right,
so this is two.
That's one.
That's not one. That's two.
She said that she has a big ass tattoo. That's one.
It would have been one. No, it would have been one if he connected the faith to the heart, and that's what I wanted him to do. But what he did was he did the heart, then he did the faith. So that's two tattoos.
Fuck out of here. That's one.
You know what? I'm sick of how people insulting my tattoo. Okay.
Oh shit, she's getting angry, y'all.
Yes.
Angry. How do you guys feel about angry sex?
That's the best.
BDSM, choking, slamacking, getting tied up.
That's necessary.
You feel like that's necessary?
Sometimes that's necessary. I'm not talking about the beating, like, no smacking.
No, not beating, BDSM. Like, choking, slapping, getting tied up, whips,
not
chains.
Slapping. No. I mean, you can smack my ass.
I slapped her in the face before one time.
You slapped your spouse in the face before,
like,
Cam?
Like that's my shit. It wasn't hard, I don't think.
Did you like it?
I felt in control.
You felt in control. Did your spouse like it?
No.
Not at all, okay. Helvia, have you ever got slapped or slapped someone?
No.
Me either. I want to slap Randy, though, one day.
I own a pair of handcuffs.
How about choking? Have you ever got choked or choked someone?
Not choking, like grab by the neck, yeah.
Okay, have you been choked or choked?
I've been choked and I choke.
So that means you've been choked.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never choked. It's kind of a scary thing for me.
Like bondage.
I want to get tied up or handcuffed, something like that. I would like a pair of handcuffed pink fuzzy ones.
I have
my birthday's coming in September, so if anybody wants to get me some handcuffs, that'd be nice. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know. Helvia, have you ever been handcuffed or tied up?
No, I want that. I want to try that, too.
So I'm the only one who's been handcuffed.
You're the fucking rookies beating us. What the fuck? This motherfucker been handcuffed. This is some bullshit. I gotta get handcuffed, like, ASAP.
I don't use them, though.
What? Let me get some shit.
Do you have any fantasy?
My fantasy should not even be displayed on this podcast.
I don't have a fantasy.
I have one, but it'll never come true.
Okay, Cam, what is your fantasy? Don't tell me threesome. That's so lame.
It is.
Oh my god. Is it threesome? Yeah. Oh my god, that's so fucking lame. All right, Helvia, what's your fantasy?
I really don't have one. I really have tried almost everything I wanted to try.
Okay. You don't have one, right?
No.
My fantasy is lame. It's really fucking lame.
You want to dress as a princess?
No, what the fuck? This is going to sound bad.
A maid or some shit.
I want to try that too.
A maid or like a nurse or some shit.
A maid or a nurse. This nigga said he wants it. Yeah. Role playing is your fantasy?
That'd be kind of hot though.
You would like to do a fantasy?
At least do that.
Okay, so you want to role play as your fantasy or a threesome. Okay, so one day, I'm going to get brave and do this. I don't know when, but I would like to have a threesome myself. Two guys, one girl.
That's what I said. If I did do a threesome, it would be $2. Really,
that's like double penetration, right?
Yeah, double penetration.
Yeah.
And your coochie?
That could be DP.
I wouldn't mind DP, doing... So.
Two in the same place.
You want two penises in your vagina?
You can't get one in there.
You can't get one, let alone two, girl. Chill.
Oh, the insult.
No offense, I'm sorry. You can't get my finger. Is that one or two?
Okay, Helvia, would you like to do double penetration one day or no?
Yes, I would love to do that.
I want
to
do that. I mean, I know that sounds kind of thottish, but I mean, I kind of do want to do that. I don't know if I'll be brave enough to do it.
If the opportunity presented itself, I would do it.
I don't know if I would. I'd be too fucking scared. I guess it depends on the people. It would have to be the right people. That's for sure.
Oh my God. I mean, if you want to get technical, you already did double penetration.
How?
With the toys and your husband.
Well, that's true. Vibrator and my husband at the same time. Yeah. That is double penetration. That was awesome. If that's how that feels, I wouldn't mind another penis in play. I'm just saying. Throwing that out there. I'm just saying. I don't know. Okay, who watches porn? Does anybody in here watch porn? What kind of porn does anybody in here like? Cam, you like threesomes?
Yeah, I like threesomes, Ebony, Latina.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes Asian.
Asian porn, huh?
And interracial.
You know them by name.
Word. Yeah. He ain't like...
Categories.
Dude. I actually have one porn bookmark into my phone.
Okay, so you have a person, you have a favorite.
Just one that I watch.
Okay, what is it? Ebony? That's it?
That's the only one I watch because that's the only one interesting. Me, I'm not watching porn to see what they're doing. Me, I like to hear the sound.
Oh, you like sound? It turns you on more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Helvia, how about you?
What was the question? Sorry.
What kind of porn do you watch porn? And if you do, what kind do you like?
I used to. Not no more, though.
Okay, when you used to watch porn, what kind of
Brazilian
going
on? Chicks.
Brazilian bitches, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
them bitches are like bad.
Okay, my favorite kind of porn, this is mad. I like threesomes, two chicks, one guy, two guys, one girl, any kind of threesome. I like lesbian porn, too.
I used to watch gay porn with two guys. I used to watch gay porn, but...
You like gay porn? Did it turn you on?
It's not that it turned me on. Actually, it traumatized me. Because I saw a guy stick his arm up another guy's ass. But he stuck it up to, like, the elbow.
We're not judging.
I'm not judging, but it was just very traumatizing, and I've never watched gay porn again. Because when he took his arm out, it was a whole bunch of green stuff on it.
Oh, God. I can never... I don't like gay, like, two guys.
I don't like two females either. It's just...
No, I'd rather watch two females. I think that's one. Beautiful.
It's boring to me. It's beautiful, but it's boring to me.
It's boring, so you can't masturbate to two bitches.
I try.
I feel like that's what I'd rather watch now that I'm married, because I feel like it's not cheating. You know, like, two girls rather than a guy sticking his penis in a girl's vagina.
What?
I don't know. It feels weird. What? You look like you have a comment.
No, I was just saying.
Because if he is not around, if he is in a different state and I am home and I am not getting any, there's one specific porn that I will watch.
And that's the one that you have bookmarked in your phone.
Yeah. I don't have one. I have to scroll and look for one.
Do you like any specific porn stars?
Yeah.
Who?
Just Asian chick, Lily Tai. And Jada Fire. Some black
Jada Fire. Do you like it? Or you don't know anybody? I don't know any fucking porn stars by name. Except Jenna Jameson. Yeah, he does.
I don't know porn star, but the Brazilian bitches be bad. I'm sorry. Them bitches be taking it. Like, damn, I wish I could take it with like that one day.
She's Brazilian?
Darlene
is Brazilian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so she's a badass. But I don't know about Brazilian porn. I don't know. I don't like... This sounds racist. I don't want to use
one of
those. I don't like black girls in my porn.
I love it. Personally, I don't like to. But at the time, the one that I have bookmarked in my phone, that was the most interesting one. When I was searching, that was the most interesting one.
But
I don't watch Ebony porn at all.
I don't like it. I like a black guy. and like a white girl or a black guy and a Spanish girl. Probably because I'm light and I like to make pretend it's me. That's why I don't like to watch guy-girl porn, because I feel like it's cheating on my husband, kind of, sort of. It's a mental thing. Yeah, I see. Because it's like, I'm like, oh man, I wish he was fucking me like that. Like, you know. I don't know.
I'm actually porn playing while you're having sex.
I've done that. Have you ever had porn playing while you... Have you ever had porn playing while you had sex, Helvia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one of the questions I was asking. Do you watch porn alone, or have you ever done it, or do you watch it with your husband?
I've watched.
I don't like watching it alone.
Me and Randy watch it together, but I laugh at what's it when I watch it with him.
What's that chick from T-Mom?
Oh, me, Cam, and Randy, and my aunt Tammy. We watched Sarah Abraham, Backdoor Teen Mom.
She was taking that shit low.
It was boring, though.
It was mad boring. I mean, come on. All four of us are just sitting here watching a porn. Like, we didn't do no orgy or nothing. It was corny. It was whack. She did horrible. She can never be, like, a porn star. Helvia, do you watch porn with your spouse or by yourself? How do you do that?
With my spouse.
Have you watched it by yourself and found it to be boring? Like...
Yeah, it's no fun.
It's not.
No porn?
Yeah. What? She doesn't like watching. You only have one, you asshole.
But still, I've tried others, but they're just boring. The other day, I watched some girl. I think she was Colombian. Mm-hmm. And she was doing some black guy. But she spoke so much Spanish. I didn't have a problem with it. But it was just boring.
That's right, because you use the sound.
No, she
no, couldn't. You turn your shit up and you hear what they're saying.
No, I can't turn it up because my mother's there.
No, but in your ears.
No, she can hear it.
With your headphones?
Yo, that joint is loud.
Oh, my God.
But it just...
How the fuck did you know she was...
She couldn't take the D. And...
Do you find it boring because you couldn't understand what she was saying?
No, I couldn't understand what she was saying.
She understands Spanish.
She just couldn't fucking take it. And it was boring. And the guy wasn't really doing it. So I was like, ugh. So after that, I searched for a few. I didn't like them. I just stick to one.
Okay, so... But, alright. I mean, I could watch porn by myself if I'm masturbating. Do you guys use porn to masturbate ever?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If we're not together, yeah.
Okay, Helvia?
No.
She finds it completely fucking boring. And she does not fuck with that shit by herself.
I prefer to imagine what I do with my hubby.
Uh huh.
And that's just a complete turn down for me.
That's harder for me.
What?
That, you know, the thing is, it used to be hard for me.
I'll imagine that the girl with porn is her. Like,
see, that's also, that isn't cheating.
I'll imagine,
like, if you're watching a porn and you imagine the girl is her and you're the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I could watch guy girl porn. Because I could do that. I can imagine. I could, look. I don't know.
Let's see. I don't know. Does anybody have a favorite, you know, position that they like to do? Reverse
favorite
cowgirl
position?
Or something? Helvia?
I like them all.
I think there's something that I need to, there's some stuff that I need to try, maybe. Because I really, all I like is doggy style, really.
You know, I never used to like that until I got with my hubby. I swear to God, I never used to like that. Now I fucking love it.
I like that in the missionary. Those are the only two I can really withstand.
My favorite position is doggy style.
I think that's really, like, anybody's, because you're getting the whole thing, really. It's not halfway, you know, just getting you're getting the whole thing.
I like getting fucked. That's my... I'd rather get fucked than make love. That's one thing. How about y'all?
I feel like it's a moment for everything.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe. There's a moment for that. I feel like there's a moment just to have sex. And there's a moment to make love.
Those love moments, they come every now and then, I guess, for people. I don't think people are just going to be like, oh, hey, nobody plans to have sex, really. But if you do, I don't think nobody's planning to make love, really. They want to get a quick, you know, nut and all that. But nobody's planning to make love. Everybody's planning to have sex. And, you know, rough and whatnot.
Would you agree, Halvia?
No, you know something, like, after you're in a relationship after so, like, with a person for so long, I agree, like, it'd be, how can I explain this? Having sex, you have sex, but you also make love. Now, if you want to get fucked, it's a different vibe.
What about, like, for example, my husband, like, my husband, he doesn't like to have, like, aggressive sex. I do. I love it. That's my shit. I like, oh, man, that's great. Like, I just think about it. It makes me happy. But he feels like the vagina is, like, a sensitive little fucking flower that you have to have soft, sensual sex with. Do y'all agree? Would y'all like a nigga to bust that shit out of fucking a left field one day?
I agree with you. I agree with that. But sometimes it's good to just bust it up.
Bust it up. What about you?
I'm a rough person, but Cameron, he likes to be sensual. Yeah, he likes to be sensual. Sometimes he'll roughen it up, but I have to tell him to do it.
But she complained that it hurts too much.
Yeah, it'll hurt, but I have to do it.
And she'll have me stop midway and say, I can't do it anymore, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that's it.
The girls agree that sometimes pain turns into pleasure?
Sometimes pain does turn into pleasure. You gotta take it a little longer and then you'll eventually like it. Yeah, I think it depends.
That's how I've been doing now. Like, yeah, it'll hurt, but I have to get over it. Whatever.
Eventually it'll turn into pleasure. Not all pain is hurting. You gotta... It's all in your fucking mind. Your mind plays tricks on you. That's how I feel.
It's like when you get it done in the butt. It's all in your mind.
Exactly. I know, Key, you don't know. But you'll try it one day when you're our age.
We used to do it, you know, enough, but...
I think...
I don't like it.
Look, you have to... Not trying to play Cam out, but maybe he's not doing it right. You can't just stick your dick in someone's ass and just expect it to feel great. It's not gonna happen that way. Especially if it's not, you know, the right mood. You know what I'm saying, Hal?
Yes, I know what you're saying. Because, you know, the ass could get wet, too.
Hell yeah, my shit was wet. Nigga.
Yeah.
Like... You have to get turned on. Like, it just can't... You can't just be like, yo, I'm about to suck my dick in your ass. No,
exactly.
It don't work.
It can't be like that.
No, he has to turn you on. And he has to know how to turn you on to do that. That's not just... Like, it took me and Randy forever to get that to where we are now.
Maybe next time when you do it, maybe you should stimulate her, you know, while you're doing that. That's when the double penetration
comes
into play.
Double penetration. I agree.
Oh, God.
So, I think we had a very good sex talk here. I mean, this was great. We talked about oral, anal, guys being gay. Like, I think we talked about a lot of fucking shit. We covered a lot of topics here. I mean, I don't know if we didn't cover something. Did we miss something?
No.
I think we covered it all. This was a great conversation. I mean, we found out guys like masturbating standing and laying down. Depends who they are.
And butt beads.
Butt beads. I mean, Helvia does not like porn at all by herself.
Not at all.
It doesn't.
It's just so boring. Like, it doesn't turn you on. Like, I feel like when you're with your partner and you're watching it, it just, you know.
I can't watch porn with Randy because he makes me laugh. Or I'll say some shit and make him laugh, like, oh, why her ass look like that? And he'll be like, oh, babe, I didn't notice that before. Her ass does look weird.
You gotta find the right porn.
When I watch it, like, sometimes I'm, like, at the table, and the living room, there's like this open window thing that connects into the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be like sitting there and my mother will walk behind me and try to have a conversation with me, and I'm like, oh man, I think she just saw my phone. I'm like, man, I can't even watch porn in peace in this house.
So I don't know. I guess it depends. You've never been caught watching porn?
Almost, but never got caught. I heard maybe, but family never.
Family.
What about almost getting caught masturbating?
Oh!
We didn't hit that.
Okay, we didn't hit that.
One time, all right. I was like about to like, you know, climax or whatever.
Uh huh. Bust a nut?
Yeah, basically. My aunt, it's like, not. She walked in, I'm like, what's up? What's up? How's it doing?
Okay. So your aunt walked in on you masturbating.
Almost. So like I was almost. Like, I covered this real quick.
Helvia?
Never.
Okay. Never been walked in on masturbating.
No.
Nizza?
I've done it next to my boyfriend. My mother, one time I was like in a chair, like in a corner, and I was just going.
Uh-huh.
And she walked in the living room having a conversation with me, and I'm like, yo, is she serious right now? I had to like leave my hand there, like slowly chill out so she wouldn't notice. And she's like, she was there for a good 20 minutes. I'm just like, forget it. I don't want to do it no more.
That will turn me off. Masturbating. I don't know if if I have, my brain cells are so fucked up, I can't remember. But I did get walked in on while I took someone's virginity. Their mother walked in the room.
Oh my God, Raquel, what about with the kids?
The kids.
Ever walked in on you?
My kids.
Right, you were having sex.
No, because I bribed them to stay out of my room. They don't have kids, so the question bounces back to you.
What happened to me, and we try to be so sneaky about it, so quiet about it. Like, we really don't have no fun unless the kids are out,
mm-hmm.
You know? So, one time we was going at it, and my son walked in the room, but he didn't even see much. And then my son, I tried to, like, get up and get dressed quick. I was like, close the door. And I get up and I got dressed quick, and he was like, Mommy, you scarred me for life.
Oh, my God. Mommy, you scarred me for life. I don't ever want to hear the words come out of my kid's mouth.
I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, I seen Dick's butt. I was like, yeah, he was jumping over me to get up.
That was the worst lie.
I got caught.
My boyfriend just happened to jump over me, butt ass naked.
Okay.
I got walked in by Cameron's roommate.
I got walked in on a couple times.
So you guys have been walked in on?
Yeah, just once. Like, he's like, you know what? I'm so sorry.
You had someone watch you have sex?
Yeah.
Well, back in the days, I did it with one of my close friends and somebody else. Like, she was with her partner in the room, and I was with my partner in the room, and we was both going at it. We didn't switch partners, but we was going at it.
That's
it was
cool.
Kind of fun.
Would that be, us?
I didn't want to say it like that, but yeah.
We went to one time where Raquel and RJ, they just walked past.
Me and her have been getting it in the same bed. We didn't switch partners. We had me and her. Okay, we had
same
our
bed.
Same bed, okay. Different partners. We didn't switch off. She was doing it on her side. I was doing it on my side, and that was it. Like we.
That's weird.
It was fun though.
It's sweat. You smelling each other.
No, that doesn't bother me.
It wasn't.
We didn't smell bad or anything. No sweat. What the fuck?
I try my best not to sweat.
I walked by on Kiki and Cam having sex one time. I don't remember when it was. And I remember. And you know what? The thing is, Cam, I have to talk shit about you for a second because she was on top.
Thank you.
That one day. I walked by.
And I was still going.
And she was like, Kels, He's, like, not doing nothing. He's just laying here. And I was like, nigga, you better fuck her. Like, and you were drunk as fuck just laying there.
I'm drunk as fuck, of course. If I'm sober, I'm being
tough. I think drunk sex is the best
sex. I would say it is, but once you get high and have sex, call me and you'll defer on that. High and drunk? Oh my god, that's even better.
That's when she peed. When I peed, that's when she, like, you know, squirted. I peed all on the floor. It was everywhere.
I peed all on the floor. I was
scared. Pee or squirt?
No, I peed.
Oh, you peed on yourself.
It was a little bit more.
Mostly pee.
Is it true they say about squirt, like, it smells like pee?
Yes, it does.
Sometimes.
It does smell like pee sometimes.
Okay.
I want to learn how to squirt. I don't know how to squirt.
She's the only girl I've ever been with.
Let me see. Sometimes if I'm just, like, if I'm washing and I go like that too much, it'll just happen.
Really?
I'll never do that. That's
amazing. The thing is, I want to learn how to squirt, so if a nigga ever talking shit on the street, I just pull that shit out and just, like, squirt in that motherfucker's face.
Okay, they said, like, when you come, you know how you get that, like, it gets really sensitive? And they say you get that feeling like you gotta pee.
That's it?
To not hold it and let go.
If you stop, it's not gonna happen, but that's when it's supposed to happen.
So if you stop, it's not gonna happen. You have to keep going.
No, you're supposed to let go. Yeah, you're supposed to keep going and you're supposed to let go.
Like, what do you mean let go?
Let go, because we hold that feeling in.
Oh, like let it go.
Holding it in.
I get what she's saying.
Just let it out.
She's saying, like, when you feel that sensation, like you gotta pee, you hold it. But if you're a female, just let that shit go. Don't hold it in. Let it go. And that's when you'll squirt.
Because you're scared you're going to pee, and it's not really pee. It's just you finna squirt.
I
don't want to squirt if it's going to smell like pee, and then, you know.
I got to change my sheets, nigga.
See, I think for me, it's different. Because I live in my mother's house, and I'm sleeping on my mother's cover. So I'm doing all this squirting, and my mother, oh, hey, I got to go do laundry. Why my blanket smell like pee?
I peed on myself?
No, I'm not telling my mother that because that's embarrassing.
You're
I am 20 years old and I'm not peeing on blankets. I've come too far for that.
So you're going to tell your mom you squirted on her blanket?
She knows. Like, I just told her recently, you know, oh, hey, I lost my virginity, blah, blah, blah.
You told her you squirted too?
No, I'm not telling her that.
Oh, I just thought, hey, we were open here. I want my kids, I got two boys, if they skied on someone, I would like them to tell me some shit like that.
I do too. I want my kids to be open. I have one that is going to be really, really sneaky about his sex life. But I have one that is going to be really open. My oldest son, I think he will come home and tell me everything.
I think so too.
I really think he will be so open about his sex life that it doesn't make no sense. I think he will come home and ask me questions how to do this and do that. And I'm glad my kids have that trust in me, that they are so open with me.
I think my oldest will come to me and ask me shit like that too. Yeah. I think he will, because he's very, between me and him, he's very, like, he could come to me about anything. Like, he'll be like, mommy, I gotta tell you something. And it'll be between me and him, not like his father or anybody else. He has a lot of trust in me because I don't make him feel bad about things. Like, me and him talk in private and shit. So I think he'll come to me and tell me. Aiden, I think he gonna be a hoe, but on the down low.
That's how Jasir is gonna be.
Yeah.
I really feel that way. Like, Jaeed, my 9-year-old, he's already curious about stuff. I'll be like, boy, it's not your time yet. Go sit your butt down somewhere.
Oh, my God. I just get scared I'm going to be a grandma at a very young age.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to think about that.
Well.
I don't know. I'll kill my kids. So is this it? This is basically it. I think we can wrap this shit up. There's nothing, I mean, every time I think, then something else comes up. But I think this is really it. We touched everything now.
Yeah.
That was
funny.
That was random.
Ooh.
What?
Using, like, edibles.
Oh, edibles. Okay. Hell, edibles, how do you feel?
I mean, what you mean by that? Like, whipped cream?
Strawberries, whipped cream and stuff like that. Like,
be like a two-part.
How do you feel about using that during sex?
I love it. Especially whipped cream.
You'll put a whipped cream on some penis and suck it off?
Yes. Have you ever tried, like, Jolly Ranger And have you ever tried, you know, the little, I don't know, in Spanish you say a lengua, but I forgot the name of it. Airhead.
Oh, airhead?
Like, yeah, you get a piece and you wrap it around the penis and you suck it off.
No, I've never done that.
Yeah, you should try it. It's very fun.
I've sucked dick with ice in my mouth.
That's awesome.
If I mean, I'm not a dude, but he reacts great. It does. It turns the guy the fuck on. I won't. You know, I think a guy giving head with ice in his mouth, that's also great.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a cooling sensation to it. How about you? You suck your man's penis with whipped cream or
no
edibles? Nope. You guys never done edibles. And you guys could look into. I don't know if I feel comfortable with a guy putting anything like in my stuff because I'm very sensitive. I'm fuck around.
I tried a popsicle before.
A popsicle?
Yeah.
In the vajayjay?
That's cold.
That is very cold. How was it? Did it feel good?
Yeah, because I was into it.
I gotta get into that. I gotta try it one day. Okay. There's things that I really want to try, and that's me being honest. I definitely want to learn how to squirt. That's one thing.
I do too.
That's top of my list, and popsicles in the vagina, I have to try this now. I don't know.
That's easy. I think the double penetration, that's something that is, I will always want to try, but we've never tried.
Yeah, it's like something you're curious about, but I don't know if I'll actually go through with it. That's how I feel.
Well, I mean, if the opportunity presented itself, I don't see myself sucking two penises.
No, I don't see myself sucking two penises.
But the penetration, if it presented itself, I think I would try it.
I agree. Definitely agree with that. So I guess this pretty much wraps up the show. I mean, we've been here for a while. We talked about everything. I want to thank my listeners for listening. I hope you guys stay tuned for future episodes. Do you guys want to say goodbye to the audience?
Bye.
Peace out, homies.
Alrighty, deuces. I love you guys. I love all my listeners. Please like my page. And stay tuned for next week. Love y'all. Bye.
See you next time.